You're listening to a KVSC campus report. On January 31st, 2018, the St. Cloud State University College Republicans set up a display inside the Atwood Memorial Center, which they have dubbed The Wall, a collage of posters put onto boxes that depict conservative thoughts. Many students on campus were not happy about the display and consider it hateful. Others look at it as a form of free speech. Many of the blocks have basic conservative ideology, such as pro-Second Amendment and pro-life stances. Others depict things such as Pepe the Frog, a meme that was adopted by the alt-right during the 2016 election. In the next half hour, we will hear reactions from students on how they feel about the wall and what it means for this campus. We will also hear from the SCSU College Republicans president, Matt Ika, to explain what exactly was the display and the message they were trying to get across. When I arrived to the display, there was a crowd of about 20 people surrounding two members of the College Republicans, having a discussion about press and journalists.
We try our best to have the utmost quality and accuracy with everything that goes on at the on this campus. That's what we do. So yeah, that's...
That very well may be true, but
then it gets picked up by other outlets and then they spin it the way they want it.
But that's why we're working hard to not spin it, to show what's happening. So that's why we're saying...
And all I have... All I have is your word on that as well.
Well, I hope you trust people, because if you don't have trust in life, then it's going to make things difficult.
Trust is built through relationship. We don't have a relationship with you.
I don't know what to say. I think the biggest thing is what we're trying to explain is we're showing both sides. So, the College Republicans, we can't be biased. The point of journalism, is to have a level, you know, both sides. If otherwise, we would be biased. So I'm just saying, the College Republicans, they think it's free speech. Everyone else is like, no, this is hate speech. We completely understand that. And that's just what we're trying to show.
Shut that off.
What's happening?
I stopped the recording for a bit to ease some of the tension. I eventually resumed to get more of the conversation.
Don't have my permission.
The same reason why we have that right is why
I'm
you
not
guys
running
have a
right anything
to
you have that you've said, because you said I do not give you permission.
You can
to
run things
to
I've said,
anything.
But you do not have my permission
to
publish
say your
my name
yeah,
or
so that's
my.
Right.
Absolutely
we're not. Running
not.
That.
I have no intention of publishing names like that.
We
don't create targets at all.
What do I have to hide?
No, just tell them.
Because if I come out and my picture is promoted as someone who opposes this,
that's why
I then become a target of white supremacy.
So you won't be a target.
Not,
you just share this target
with
us.
You're
doing it for your people. Like, just let know people that's the people who care about you.
Well, they've been recording this conversation the whole time, so they have our side.
I mean, they recorded both sides, not only this side.
Well, yeah.
You know, people need to know both sides, this side and this side. And then people will decide which one is wrong, which one is right.
For someone
who was not here today,
we've already
discussed. But
portraying this whole both sides
just
rhetoric
listen.
Is
for someone who was not,
not
here today,
neutral.
Like,
it is normalizing white supremacy.
I know, I understand, but we all know what happened today here. But for someone who we didn't know who was not here today. If they heard about it, they wouldn't know a lot more.
There's enough journalists
but
if they actually
let them know, then they will
you know,
judge.
You know what people tell us as journalists? That we're biased and we're liberals
they're
because
not.
Of the fact that, just because of this stuff. So we have the same stick. We get stigmatized all the time.
After 30 minutes, the two members of the College Republicans decided to leave the display and the crowd. Many of the people around me started to take pictures and disperse. I managed to talk to a few people that wanted to share their thoughts, but not their identities. I started by interviewing a woman who did not agree with the signs.
I don't know a ton, I guess, where I can speak so much to that sign, but the other ones just are really discriminatory. Like, for example, they say, like, two genders. Like, we just want two genders. Like, you're getting rid of an entire group of people, like, and that's not okay. Like, saying that somebody else is, like, say, trans is not a person is not okay. And that's what it's doing. Like, we're supposed to be a community. Like, humans are humans. Like, you should treat every single person equally. And so that one, like, really stuck out to me. There's other ones, like, feminism is cancer. Like, that's really terrible because the whole ideology behind feminism is that all people should be treated equal, you know? And to say that that's, like, cancerous thought process doesn't make any sense to me. So, like, there's a lot of things on there that are just, like, super negative and, like, hateful white supremacists, I would even say. Like, the Confederate flag's in there, and it just that's not what this school should be about, and the fact that that got okayed is should not be.
Now, how long have you been here at this display?
I've been here since, well, it's 2:30 and it's 5:45, so.
What keeps you staying?
Just like the VP and the president of this organization, the College of Republican, I think that's what they were. I was just listening to him, and like, I think it was the VP, we were like talking back and forth, and like, to be fair, he was meeting me on halfway on a lot of these signs, like saying like that is really offensive. Like there's an autism one that's like, that whole sign was like super sexist, and it was coming at people with disabilities. And so just like having an actual conversation, not screaming at each other, but sitting there and being like, hey, like meet us halfway. You know, there's nothing wrong with promoting your party, but when it's done in a hateful way that like excludes so many people, that's not okay.
Have you ever seen anything like this before?
Yeah. Not specifically like things like this, but I mean, a couple years ago I was here and they tried to do, not this group specifically, but there was a group of people that were trying to do like an anti-Somalian march and like protests and things like that. Like, and it just seems like it's a repeated thing that we have in this school, and it's really a problem. The thing that most is infuriating about this is that since it's a group organization on campus, my tuition is going towards like funding things like this, which is not okay because, again, like separating our campus and like we're supposed to be a community. And the fact that admin was okay with approving such offensive signs, like, definitely a problem. It makes me not want to go here anymore.
I was able to talk to a building manager while this was going on, and she told me that student organizations cannot be denied when they ask to put up displays. The College Republican display drew such a crowd, students going by couldn't ignore the commotion.
When I was walking to my class, I saw there was a security and the cops were out of here. I didn't know what was going on at first, but then I saw one of the guys that I knew was a Trump supporter. Then I figured right away there was some racial stuff going on. Then I swung by and I saw all of this. You can see all of it.
If you wouldn't mind just reading one or two of the signs, just to
the one I don't like the most. I mean, I don't like all of them.
I mean, that's pretty obvious.
I mean, it's obvious.
Okay, for like for this one, end of the war on the tradition family. And the man says I wanted to work and support my family, and the female says I want to stay home with my child. And you see on the Isaac searching, and also. Mason Clark great again. I like the Bill shot. I don't know if you know that guy, but he's one of the guys who is right here. And he's big, big time Trump supporter. And also they say, what also, I mean, I get all of this stereotypes, but what I don't get is like a Hillary for Brisson. Like, why would they do that? Like, she can make a mistake. Emails are just fine. People do that. She's a citizen. I mean, she can make mistakes, but why?
The wall has made many people uneasy as the political tension in the U.S. has been high since the 2016 election. Many of the people who I interviewed disagreed with the message, but also the political stances. I managed to talk to a group of people as the commotion died down who weren't happy with the display.
I actually just saw people crowding around the display, so I wanted to see what was going on, so I just came up here.
I heard all the commotion about this thing, so I had to check it out.
What would you, if you were to call this something, what would you describe it as?
A pile of boxes with some poorly drawn hate memes on them.
Yeah, very crudely drawn.
I think that it was an act that was meant to rile people up and instigate hate and cause controversy.
Name one that stuck out. If everybody could just name one that like really stuck out. But.
For me, it was probably the Confederate flag. I was kind of surprised that there was people at least representing a lot of those views would unanimously also be comfortable sporting like Confederate flag with their artwork or whatever you want to call it.
The defund Planned Parenthood, that was pretty ridiculous. They do a public service, so why would you want that?
As students on campus, when you see something like this, what kind of emotions does it invoke inside? Like, what does it make you feel?
Just disappointed that there are people among us that feel this way, but also kind of like, I don't know, like, I feel like that it's, I just can't take it that seriously because of how low effort it looks. I mean, that's just it.
I gotta agree with that. It just, it's hard for me to actually fully take it seriously. It was just, it was really low effort and not well drawn.
For me, I can't say I'm surprised, you know, that this was posted in a display board. One thing's for sure, I'm really embarrassed because this is what people see when they walk into SCSU. When they walk into SCSU, that is what they say. They're not going to be like, oh, the college Republicans, they put this up. It looks like a representation of our school. That's really embarrassing and disappointing, especially because St. Cloud is, it's pretty much diverse. There's people from, like, all over the world, people of, like, all different colors here, people who are part of the LGBTQ community, like, so it's, like, that's super, it's anti-diversity, it's anti, I don't know, it's anti-people, anti-American.
I think that, like, if you take yourself seriously, if you really believe in the things that you stand for, like, these collegiate Republicans, whatever, I mean, you wouldn't make a display this crappy.
I'm just interested to see what the future is going to look like, because it seems like the collegiate Republican group is putting more and more effort into getting attention and getting a reaction, and it seems like they're doing a pretty good job getting people riled. So I'm kind of curious to see how this will continue and eventually resolve.
I had emailed the president of the College Republicans, and he agreed to an interview. I was excited to hear what his perspective was and how he thought the display had gone. Today I'm joined with St. Cloud State University College Republican President Matt Aitka. Today we're here because in Atwood, the College Republicans put on a display that many people were quite frankly not happy about. And I see on your Facebook page you have deemed it the wall. Could you explain a little bit more about what the group is about and how you came about this display?
Well, so we can first of all start by describing how the wall came to be. So we had Side Street Wednesday last week, I believe, where we invited people to our stand and they designed their own part of the wall, which is a white piece of paper that's put on a cardboard box, and we put that together into a wall. And we thought that would be a great opportunity for the community to express their ideas and to really give a good platform to free speech from the conservative standpoint. And generally, we're doing it as a, I guess you can call it a public stunt, but mostly to promote our organization. And, I mean, at least it got attention. So we'll see where it goes from there.
So could you tell me a little bit about what the College Republicans stand for and what your platform is?
Well, the College Republican group is, I mean, it's obviously part of a political organization. Our main goal is to give a forum for students to express their conservative ideas on campus. It's to represent conservative ideas to the public. And we generally like to create a good atmosphere for people to be friends and talk about politics.
And about how many people in this organization do you represent? How many members are there?
We have about 20-25-ish active members. You know, not everyone goes to every meeting, obviously. We meet once a week and we hang out a little bit on the side, go to different events, and it's a pretty tightly knit group at the end of the day.
From what I saw, you guys are very passionate about your beliefs. From what I noticed, you have various stances, such as the pro-life stance is what I saw. And correct me if I'm wrong on any of these. Pro-Second Amendment, the Police Lives Matter. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious, to be honest, if you know anything about the Republican platform. We fully support the Constitution, and we believe it to be interpreted as it was written, and we stand by that. So that includes the First Amendment, the right to free speech, the Second Amendment, which is your right to carry a firearm, and the rest of it we also fully support, and I think that people don't necessarily realize what you could unravel by digging into maybe there's one fringe thing in the Constitution that you disagree with. Well, the moment you take that out, what happens to the rest of it? What happens with people's individual liberties? And we want everyone to have the same liberties, and we're afraid every time someone tries to take that away by government force. when it comes to pro-life, that's pretty unanimously held opinion in the Republican Party that we support life. We don't want abortion. There's some in the party that would say if it's a necessity to some extent, they would say that you know, what happens if we don't just make it illegal? Do we want the government meddling with this? Isn't it just going to happen and make women's lives unsafer? And there's an internal discussion to be had there, but for the most part, the party runs on a platform of preserving life for an infant.
Now, with the wall, the display with all the images, could you describe a few of them to me, the ones that stand out? And if you were the artist of one of them, could you describe which one that was?
You're going to put me on the spot. The ones that people have been most outraged about are the one with Pepe the Frog, the one with autistic screeching, and probably, I don't remember that many more that were that controversial. Yeah, the ones regarding gender. Those three concepts were generally the most controversial. And Pepe is a meme. It's a green cartoon frog. I don't put that much into it. People say it's a hate symbol, but it's absolutely ridiculous because is Nicki Minaj a white supremacist who promotes a hate symbol? Like, this meme has been used by just about any celebrity at this point who has any sort of presence in the public sphere. And if you're of the generation that pays attention to what goes on online, you'll know that even though some people in the far right has adopted the meme, it's still just a cartoon frog at the end of the day.
And so, did you draw any of them?
Yeah, I'm not going to say which ones, though. I want to keep the artist integrity.
That is okay. Now, with the art and the drawings, you said some people found them controversial. What were you hoping to gain from the display? I know you mentioned earlier about free speech and how you were hoping for a platform for people to speak their conservative thoughts. Mm-hmm. Could you elaborate a little bit more on what you were hoping to do with the display in Atwood?
Well, the first thing we want to do is promote our organization. All attention is good attention, most likely. You know, any PR is good PR. But I would say most of us in the organization stick by what we made. And it's basically because offense is something that's taken, not given. And it really tells you something when this is controversial, in my opinion, at least. I find this to be a very negligible issue. I mean, honestly, if this is your biggest issue in life that when you're going through college, I'm really happy for you. I'm very, very happy for you. And people are saying it's violence and it's hate speech. Well, there's tons of things that when people go through their school life, offends them. And that's something completely subjective. What if I see some pro-abortion poster on campus? Am I going to go to the administration and ask to have it taken down? I think people are lashing out against this because they think they live in a bubble where they think that these people are just evil. How can they possibly have any form of good motivation behind the ideas that they are representing? And I think if you go into detail on this issue, everyone comes from a place of compassion. You know, it's because who are you being compassionate towards? It's like when it comes to illegal immigration. Well, you're being compassionate with the people who want to live in the United States, who don't necessarily want to go through the legal process because they think it's too harsh. But what if that comes at the expense of Americans? Who are you being compassionate against? Because compassion can be a double-edged sword. You know, a mom with her baby is going to violently lash out at it if anyone tries to harm the baby. She's not being compassionate against the predator. And I think that people have created a idea that all of these are protected groups that need special treatment, and that the moment anyone questions any of their ideas, they're actively attacking something they're protecting. And I think they need to get out of that mentality because I think they're honestly disrespecting the people that they're pretending to protect. I don't think you need a special protection for being gay in college. Most of us nowadays are accepting. You know, we can disagree on things, but I think we generally talk to each other politely and accept each other for who we are. But that's something completely different than to force me to bake a cake, for example. There's a discussion to be had, at least. I might be wrong. But as I'm seeing it right now, we're trying to ban having the discussion itself.
With the crowd, from what I saw, there was about 35 people, there's probably 20 people opposing you to one person in your organization. How do you feel the crowd reacted? How was the environment while you were outside the display?
Well, I think for most people that, you know, maybe they don't support this, but maybe to them it's a non-issue. Why are they going to stand out there a couple hours and be outraged? They don't really have an incentive towards it. I think there's a very small, loud minority that are standing there, and I don't know. I generally don't believe that the whole campus is in on this and denouncing this, because I've heard a lot of positive stuff from people, even from people who politically disagree with me, because they're seeing the infringements that are being made on free speech. Because you can disagree with me as much as you want on these topics, but over half the people that are standing out there today want to take it down. And it's my right. You might disagree with it, but it's my right.
Now, another interesting block that I saw, who is Bill Short? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Bill Short. He's a member of our organization. He takes classes here at the school. He's a, you know, super, super duper senior. He's up in his 60s, I believe. He's probably planning to run for city council, maybe even mayor one day. He generally helps us out with arranging meetings with, you know, Republican representatives, because he has a lot of experience through the Republican Party, and he's a really good asset to our organization. So we want to support him if he runs for local election. But unfortunately, we missed the spot there because we are not actually allowed to put up political advocacy for a campaign that is ongoing. So that's going to be taken down in the morning, that specific one, because that's just against state law.
I also noticed a lot of Trump 2020 shirts. How do you feel people react when they see something like that, given that many Americans and many people around the world find him outrageous?
Well, he's a democratically elected president. I think we should stand behind him, even if you disagree with him. Obama was still our president when he was the president. I know there's lunatics on both sides, and people were up in arms and, oh, Obama's going to destroy the country. And I disagree with him on a lot of points, but he was still our president. And we should all rally behind him and hope to get the best possible outcome for our country. Because despite Trump being president, that doesn't mean that the rest of us should just, you know, turn our backs and whine and neglect our own country. We should work. And I think he's one of the ones that in recent years that have been the easiest to work with, to be honest. Because he goes against a lot of things that the Republican Party wants. He's giving amnesty to three times as many people as were previous DACA recipients. And that's completely unheard of in the Republican Party. And you even had people on the far right denounce him as a result of it. They don't like him anymore. And I think it's him reaching across the aisle, but he wants the safety of American citizens. He wants the wall, and I think it's completely reasonable.
Now, is there anything that I haven't asked you that you'd like to share?
I don't know. It's always touchy subject out there, but I kind of want to speak to a little bit of the race concern that people have, because it's one that they have. And race isn't even mentioned in the posters on display. And we had this whole incident with the White Student Union, which we have absolutely no, you know, connection with, really. They're a far-right group that we disavow them in any sense. But I think that it would be wrong to claim that they exist because of Trump. Because what I'm seeing a lot of people that get stuck in a loop, that they're so afraid of speaking their mind about even crazy ideas that they need to say out loud so people can correct them. And they get stuck in a loop, they get stuck in their own little bubble. And these ideas get worse and worse and worse till you're seeing such a thing as we did in these last couple of weeks. And that's why conversation is important, even with people you absolutely despise. And I think that the response from the community should be to talk to them and be compassionate. We should be compassionate to all Americans, regardless of their beliefs. We need to be united. And I don't think we're doing that by ostracizing certain parts of our population. Because I've heard people today, you know, say that you don't get to be American. We should kick you out of the country because you hold the wrong beliefs. Is that the country that America is? Did I come to the wrong place? I thought I came to the country where you can speak your mind freely. And a country where people from all walks of life have come together to make something amazing. I want us to continue being that. And I want to take discussions with people. I want to talk to people. I want people to understand where conservative-leaning people on this campus comes from, because I don't think they're hearing it. I don't think they're seeing it, because their classrooms are representing one side of the spectrum, and that's their full right. The teachers have their full academic freedom to do what they want, but I'm not seeing many right-wing professors nowadays, you know. I don't hear many complaints from my students saying, oh, this teacher I have, he's just advocating for the rich and the capitalists, and he just thinks every single government regulation is BS, you know. You don't hear about those teachers as much.
This has been St. Cloud State University College Republican President Matt Ika. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for letting me be here.
This morning, February 1st, St. Cloud State University President Ashish Vaidya has sent out an email stating that the university continues with its agenda of respect and thoughtfulness. Though many students feel unsafe, the university is working to increase university safety. Vaidya states that the College Republican display will not be taken down, since they are a registered organization and that we must respect their right to free speech. The display will remain up, and you can check that out on the second floor of the Atwood Memorial Center, or you can see the display online at kvsc.org and click on the News tab. This has been a KVSC Campus Report. I'm Jesse Grottom.